This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
There was much talk like this, and this is why Nelson Mandela, he said amazing statement. He said, I fought white dominance and I fought black dominance. He fought both dominances, and then he created a society to the best of his ability, which he tried to create a harmonious society. 27 years in prison is a long time for the venom of revenge to run through your veins. Hundreds of years of seeing your people being persecuted. The Muslims in South Africa, the Cape Malays, have been there for 300 years. They were bought over as slaves. And you can imagine what the blacks went through. Persecution, torture, murder, and you come out of prison and there's no revenge, there's no bloodshed. Whose sunnah is this? This is a sunnah of the believers. Let me tell you a couple of examples in our history. Salahuddin rahimahullah, when the crusaders took Quds, the narrations mentioned that they took babies from the arms of their mothers and they smashed their heads against the walls. They gathered the people in the masjid, and the Christian chroniclers mentioned that they slaughtered them until the blood of the Muslims came to their knees. All this was recorded in history. All this Salahuddin knew. And today he comes in as the conqueror and he enters and there's no revenge. And Stanley Lane Poole says that the Muslim leader showed the Christian the meaning of mercy. And then they came to the church where Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is assumed to be buried. And they said to Salahuddin, they said, oh Salahuddin, let's break this church down. We don't believe he's buried there. Let's break it down. And the war will finish. The longest war in history is the Battle of the Crusaders. 200 years it lasted. Just Christians, 6 million Christians died in the Crusades. And many more Muslims. They said, let's resolve the issue. Break it, game over. What did Salahuddin say? Salahuddin said, a man who was better than me took Quds and he did not break it, so I will not break it. Who was that man? That was Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. And Ibn Athir rahimahullah says, it is enough for the virtue of Salahuddin that history will remember his name with Umar ibn al-Khattab. Who will remember your name and my name? How will we be remembered? No Salahuddin is going to come. You know, 2 weeks ago I was in Syria. I don't have time. But wallahi, it was minus zero. You should have seen the children walk around without shoes. Somebody just sent me a clip of a six-year-old child. And his final words were what? His final words were, سَأُخْبِرُ اللَّهَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ. I will tell Allah what I've seen. 10,000 people in one camp I saw. No hot water. 6 million people displaced. 2 million outside Syria. And you complain about your lot? You complain that you have it hard? You should do shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that what Allah has given us. Wallahi. So Mandela, he brought the sunnah alive. He brought the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam alive. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went back to Fateh Makkah. And after 10 years in exile, today the Muslims are coming back. And the Muslims are the superpower. The Makkans don't even put up a fight. They don't even bother with a fight. And when they enter into Makkah, can you imagine all the memories, all the persecution comes back? By Allah, there was never a day where there was not a new persecution, not a morning with a new trial, not an evening with a new tribulation. Can you imagine? They enter into Makkah and they see the place where Sumayya radiallahu anha is martyred. The memory comes back. They see the place where Bilal is dragged through the streets of Makkah until his skin peeled from his body. They see the place where Khubab is made to lie on hot charcoal until his skin melts from his body. They see where they were boycotted for 2.5 years. All these memories come back. And one Sahabi, Saad radiallahu anhu, in the heat of the moment, he says, Al-Yawmu Yawmul Malhama. Today is the day of bloodshed. Today is the day of retribution, payback time. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard him and he said, Saad, come here. He said, change that into Al-Yawmu Yawmul Marhama. Today is the day of mercy. Today is the day of forgiveness. And then everybody gathers by the Kaaba. The Muslims are there. The Mushrikun are there. And they're shaking in their boots. They don't know what's going to happen to them. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to them, what do you expect of me? And they say, you are Kareem. Your father was Kareem. Your grandfather was Kareem. You're all honorable. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, اذهبوا أنتم الطلقاء لا تثريب عليكم اليوم. He said, go, you are free. There is no reckoning upon you. After all those years of persecution, he says, go, you are free. There is no reckoning upon you.